is asking about Kinech Halipin. It says, if you're going to learn Kicha Kicha from Se'efron, so then what about Kinech Halipin? Maybe that should work also. And the Gemara says, no, because Kinech Halipin works less than Shavapruta, so then it's a woman is not going to be mocking herself with a Kinech Halipin. Rashi has that girsa, lo makne nafshe, the word nafshe, and so he says because it's a maguna law. If a woman's going to be embarrassed by the fact that a man's only using less than seven puta to marry her, and so she's not going to accept it, and so therefore kinech libra cannot work. Rabbeinu Tam asked four questions on it, which we dealt with last week, but one of the questions that we dealt with this week was, well, not really on Rashi, but more on the Gemara, is that the Gemara really had the Havamina to fully compare Se'efron with Kicha Kicha, like a full comparison. So why later on do we ask Shtar Minolan? You know where you get it from. You get it from Kicha Kicha. What's the question? But the question that we're going to deal with first is the Ramban's question. The Ramban said, so I understand according to Rashi, less than Shavapruta is written out because it's Maguna, it's embarrassing to her. But what about more than Shavapruta? You're going to tell me that according to Rashi, if the guy uses a gold ring that's worth a lot of money, that it's going to be embarrassing to her? Why should we rule out more than Shavapruta? So we had three answers. First we had the Ramban, who said that we see from the Gemara on Daf Hey that a temporary hana does not work. If someone says to a woman, Harei Mekdesh Asli, but let's say B'tabazu, but you have to give it back to me in a day, so it doesn't work. A temporary hana does not work. So he says, how does a Kinyan Siddur work? How does a Kinyan Chalipin work? The whole point is that you have to give it back. So anything you give the woman is going to come back to you anyway. So it's all only a temporary hana. Since it's all only a temporary hana, whether it's less than Shavapruta or more than Shavapruta, it really is less than Shavapruta, and that's why it can't work. The issue we point out with the Ramban could be that, according to the Ramban, both Shavapruta and less than Shavapruta sound the same, because in the end of the day, they're both not Shavapruta. So why is the Gemara only picking on less than Shavapruta? I thought maybe we could say that, if you really want to take the Ramban fully, that really, according to him, all Kinech Halipin is less than Shavapruta. There is no such thing as a Kinech Halipin that's more than Shavapruta, so that's why he only speaks about Shavapruta. Fine, that was the Ramban. Then we had the Rashba. Similar, he said that since it has to be returned, the item has to be returned, so obviously it's not the Guf HaSoder, it's not the item that's actually doing the Kinyan. What's doing the Kinyan? The status of the Halacha of a Kinyan Halipin. And once we're looking at the status of the Halipin, so we need to look at what a Halipin is. And since a Halipin works less than Shavapruta, so it can't work more than Shavapruta. Since the Kinyan Halipin is something that can work, not Shavapruta, it can't work more than Shavapruta. Fine. Then we have the Ran, but according to the Ramban and the Rashba, so very clearly we never thought that less than Shavapruta should work. The Gemara never had a Havamina that less than Shavapruta would work, because it's nothing. It's worth nothing. Comes around and says, one second, maybe we could say that less than Shavapruta does count as something. Why? Because we see by motive of mikzas, if Reuben says to Shimon, you owe me two needles, and Shimon says, no, I only borrowed one, so he has to take a shvua. And we ask, let's take a shvua, but a needle's not worth anything. A needle's less than Shavapruta. So Rav Schechter said that maybe it's about hishtamshus. There's two types of values. Maybe more, but that we spoke about. There's market value, which is like the monetary value. Then there's also like a practical value, a hishtamshus, how much you can use it. So someone who can sew very well, so a needle is very expensive to them, right? A tissue is worthless until you have a runny nose. So the Ran says that with that in mind, maybe we can understand the Gemara. When we say less than Shavapruta, less than Shavapruta could still work as more than Shavapruta, because less than Shavapruta is still more valuable. And so when we say less than Shavapruta could work as Kesef, right, because of the Hishtamshus, so then Shavapruta and less than Shavapruta are both the same. They're both Kesef. So since less than Shavapruta and Shavapruta are both Kesef because of Hishtamshus, so then once we rule out less than Shavapruta because of the embarrassing issue, because it's a Genaila, so then we have to rule out Shavapruta, because there's no logical reason to distinguish between less than Shavapruta and Shavapruta. So again, we had a question on Rashi, which is, if you say it's embarrassing to her, so why do we rule out Shavapruta? We had the Ramban, who said that it's a temporary night, she has to give it back, so it's not worth anything. Then we had even Shavapruta. Then we had the Rashi, who said that since it's not the goof HaSuder, it's really just the status of the Suder that's doing the Kiddushin. So once we see that the status works less than Shavapruta, it's obviously not in the category of Kesef, it can't work by Kiddushin, even Shavapruta. Then we had the Ran, who said that really, we thought, really, Shavapruta and less than Shavapruta are the same thing. They're both Kesef, because they both have Hishtamshus. However, it's embarrassing to her for less than Shavapruta, and once we rule out less than Shavapruta, we have to rule out Shavapruta, because they're both the same, they're both Kesef. Alright? Fine. Rabbeinu Tam says, he gives his own pshat, he does not answer for Rashi, he argues with Rashi, he says, no, you want to know pshat in the Gemara is, once we see the fact that a Kinech Halipin can work less than Shavapruta, shows that it's obviously not Midin Kesef, it's not a Kinech Kesef, because a Kinech Kesef cannot work with less than Shavapruta. And so once we know that Kinyan Chalipin in general is less than Shefer Pruta, why? Because it works. Once we know that Kinyan Chalipin is not Kesef, it's not a Kinyan Kesef, why? Because it works less than Shefer Pruta. So we have to rule out even more than Shefer Pruta is not Kesef. They're not working as Kesef, and you need a Maisa Kicha. Maisa Kicha means Kesef, and yet it's not Kesef, Chalipin's not Kesef. So we ask then, well then, what's Rabbeinu Tam's Kinyan Acher? Like, that's very nice, Rabbeinu Tam. It's not Kinyan Kesef. I'm with you. But what's that, what is the Kinyan? What's a Kinyan Acher? So we said, whatever. Took a while to throw it together, but still have the Gemara of Baba Basra that says that if two, depending on how you understand it, two people for a Kinyan Chalipin, and you don't need to say, like, Kosrom, you don't need to say, write this down. And the Gemara discusses, says, in the end of the day, why don't you need to write it down? Because, Stam Kinyan Laksiva Omed. And normally when you do a Kinyan, that it's people are going to write it down. They know how to write it down. We explain maybe that's because since he's doing it so properly, he's working so hard to get to Edom there, so obviously he wants it to be written down. He wants it to be done Mahadrin and Mahadrin. But it seems the Stam understanding of this Gemara, again, that two people for a Kinyan, is that you need two Edim for a Kinyan. If I do Kinyan Chalipin, I need two Edim. Comes towards us and says, no, that's not a good proof. All the Gemara is saying is, if you have two Edim, then you don't need to say Kosvam. But you don't have two Edim, so you say Kosvam, but it still works. You don't need two Edim for it. And so he says that for a Kinyan Chalipin, you do not need any Edim. The Rambam says the same thing in Hilchos Mechira, I think Parakei Halacha Tes. He also says you don't need any Edim. And the proof that we bring is that with the Gemara Kiddushin, it says by splitting the chasim, so do we need Edim or not? And we asked, are Edim just like Levara Dabar to avoid Shakra, whatever, Shikr, to avoid, to avoid lying? Or, sorry, put him shout out. Is it to avoid lying, or is it like Edekim? Or is it fundamental to the Kinyan? And we answer that, no, it's just to avoid lying. So we said this could be a proof that the fact that Gemara says that Edim are just there, Levara Dabar, so then you don't need Edim by Kinyan Chalipin. Fine. However, the Tosfos Rosh rejects this proof and says, no, one second. You're learning from Nechasim, but Nechasim is like a small thing. There's no fighting by Nechasim. So maybe only by Nechasim you only need them as Edim bearer. But if you're doing like a Chalipin, you're doing a real Kinyan, so then there you would need an actual Edim. Maybe you could say there that they're actually Lekayim Adavar. But then Tosfos Rosh changes sides and says, even though it's not a proof, you don't even need a proof for Tosfos and the Rambam. You don't need a proof that you don't need Edim, because we know that Adavar Spaldin Kamei Edim Dami. So once you say Adavar Spaldin Kamei Edim Dami, so obviously it's like Edim. So the Chalipin is like an Edim anyway, so we don't even need a proof. Fine. The problem is, the Ravid says that there are those who say we don't need Edim, and we understood the Ravid later, that the Ravid is saying that apparently the Ravid also holds that we do need Edim. So the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam say that we don't need Edim, and the Ravid says that no, we do need Edim. There are those who say that we do need Edim. The question is, according to this Rosh, and even according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam, it sounds like pretty good argument. We shouldn't need Edim by Kinyan Chalipin. Why do we need Edim? So we answered with the Rav. The Rav said there's a fundamental yisod about Chalipin. He said, let's see, is Chalipin Kesef or not? Similar to Rabbeinu Tam. He said, there are two things that make Chalipin different than Kesef. Number one is that it's returned, right? When you give the object over, it gets returned. That's never done by a Kinyan. That's not Kesef. Kesef you keep. The whole point of it is that you keep it. Yet by a Siddur, you return it. And the other difference, is that it works as a Shefer Pruta. We know that usually Kesef is more than Shefer Pruta, right? It has to be worth something. And a Kinyan Chalipin works as a Shefer Pruta. And so the Rav said that we see that maybe this is a different type of Kinyan. And he said we could see this from a steel in the Rambam, right? We saw the Rambam already in Perkei Halacha Tes, that you don't need Edim. But then, I think in Perkei Halacha Tes, the Rambam says that by Katan, there is no Chalipin. Why? Because he says Kinyan Kishtar, Kishtar, whatever, we'll get to that in a second. But Kinyan is Bishtar, it's written in a star. And they don't write a star for a katan. Edim don't sign on a star of a katan. But the Magen Mishnah explains what is Rambam saying? Since the Gemara and Baba Basra said that Stam Kinyan Laksiva Omed, that normally a Kinyan is written down, so it can't work by katan. But we asked, one second. So most people write a Kinyan by write a star by a Chalipin, so therefore a Katan can't have a Chalipin. Well, then what does one do with the other? Just don't write a star and you're fine. So he answered that maybe it's really Kinyan Das. A Kinyan Chalipin is a Kinyan Das. And this works very well. According to the Ravid, at first glance, it works very well. The Edim are there to add a Das Alimta. You need extra Das in order for this Kinyan Das to work. And it doesn't work by Katan because the Katan doesn't have Das. So you can't, there's no help for a Katan. What it means by it's Bishtar, Kishtar, is that the level of Das needs to be enough that you'll be able to write it on a star. And a Katan does not have that. So he said, maybe this is Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam said Kinyan Acher, he meant a Kinyan Das. The problem with that is we know Rabbeinu Tam says that you don't need Edim. So if Kinyan Das is there, and you need Edom for the Kinyan Das in order to raise the level of Das, but if you hold you don't need Edom, how can that work? But then we said there's also a problem with the Rambam, because the Rambam who says that you do need Edom, and it doesn't work by Katan, seems to be a Stira. If you say that you don't need Edom, then it's not a Kinyan Das. If you say it doesn't work by Katan, then it is a Kinyan Das. So which is it? So we answer that really, it is a Kinyan Das, and the whole Ravid versus Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam is that how do we get to that level of Das? Going to the Ravid, and those who say that we do need Edom, so you get to the Das with Edom. The Edom getting the Das Alinta, we've seen this many times, the Edom add a Das Alinta, but the Edom being there is more serious. But the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, I guess, have a Chiddush that no, you don't even need Edom. All you need is the Kinyan itself. I think the reason for that is like logical, in that if I give someone something, so they would normally keep it, that they could say no Das. Once you give an item back to someone, right, if I give you my iPhone, I give you my dumb phone, and you give it back to me, so that's obviously showing Das, because why would you ever give it back to me? If I give you $100 and you give it back to me, that shows Das. If you would keep it, fine. But once you're giving it back, this Kinyan is so strange that obviously it's showing Das. And so Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam would hold, it's a Kinyan Das. And you don't need Edom. You don't need Edom to get to that Das. And the Ravid would say, no, you do need Edom. We said that the issue with this is that the Ravid doesn't even say the Ravid doesn't say Kinyan Das. The Ravid says the Feirush in two places that it's actually a Kinyan Kesef. So if it's a Kinyan Kesef, then how could that work? Again, the Ravid says that you do need Edom, which would sound great. You do need Edom, great. You need Edom because they add a Das. But then he says Kinyan Kesef. So why would you need that? Why would you need Edom if it's just a Kinyan Kesef? So we answered that the Shita Mekubetes, which is a famous sheet of Mekubetes, that without Kinyan Sudur, since there's no Masav Matan, right, what's happening? We meet up with each other, I give you something, you give it back to me, and we walk away. So at the end of the day, nothing really changed that you could see. So it's like a joke, it looks stupid, like nothing actually exchanged hands, it all ended back where it started. So without Edom, the whole thing is just a joke. And the Edom are there not to go from Das to Das Alinta, like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, but to go from no Das to regular Das, because it's such a joke, so we need that Das. Fine. So that's the end of that sugya. Again, Kinyan Das, my focus between the Ravid and the Rambam is just how much do you need to acquire that, to get to that Kinyan Das, and is it Edom or is it just the Kinyan Sudur itself? Fine. Then we just randomly brought up a big question on the Ketzos, basically, because Ketzos, in answering his question about Shtar, he asked, so I understand Rashi, I understand Gemara, really. If you're going to learn that, if you think that Kicha Kicha is a full comparison, a full Gzeirah Shavah, so then why do we ask Lidush Shtar Minovan? We get it from Kicha Kicha. Like, what's the question? And so he answers himself that no. The Gemara never had the Havamina that it's a full Gzeirah Shavah. It only had the Havamina that it's Kesef or Kain Kesef, like what was done by Ephron, right? Start Ephron, which was money, or Kain Kesef, so too by Kiddushin. So he says, Chalipin. So then I understand, Chalipin is like Kesef. Whatever, it's a little difficult, but Chalipin is like Kesef, you know, because we just said before that it's not like Kesef, but fine, whatever. But Shtar can't be Kesef. Why can't Shtar be Kesef? Because we know that by Get, a Shtar works on Yisurei Hana. Yisurei Hana is even less than that, you literally can't use it. It's not like it has very little value, it has no value at all. And so how can it work by Yisurei Hana? It must be that it's not Kesef. So since Shtar is not Kesef, the Gemara didn't ask about it. The Gemara only asked about Kesef. Chalipin is Kesef, the Gemara asked it. Shtar is not Kesef, the Gemara didn't ask it. So the problem with this is that Shtar, the proof of being is from Get. But Get is Baal Karchach. Maybe the only reason that it works, that's a Shtar Pruta with Yisur HaNa, is because it's Baal Karchach. Once it's Baal Karchach, there doesn't need to be a Zechiyah. The woman doesn't need to, like, get anything. She doesn't need to earn anything. There doesn't need to be a value to her, because it's Baal Karchach. It's against her will. So you're going to learn that to do Kiddushin, but we know Kiddushin is not Baal Karchach. So how can you say that Shtar is not Kesef because it works Yisur HaNa? That's only by Get, which is Baal Karchach. So it says, big Kiddush, that no, really, it really, Kiddush is not Baal Karchach, but the Yotzeh B'Haizeh teaches me that the same way that I give a Get is the same way I give a Shtar Kiddushin. And just like a Get only needs a Zechiyah, a Nitzina Ba'alma, just like Get does not need a Zechiyah, it only needs a Nitzina Ba'alma, so too Kiddushin. And therefore Kiddushin, a Shtar that's on Yisur HaNa would also work by Kiddushin, because you don't need a Zechiyah. So big Kiddush, but that was it, fine. Then we had Tosos, as you said, who had a new sugya, had asked, can we learn, how do we learn Sde Ephron? How do we learn Chalipin from Sde Ephron? Sde Ephron was a goy. And the Gemara Mecholo says that there's one kinyan that works by a Jew, and that's, I think it was Meshicha, and there's one kinyan that works by a goy, and that is Kesef. But the Gemara does not say Chalipin. So how can the Gemara, our Gemara, have a Havamina to learn Chalipin from Ephron? Ephron was a goy. And Gemara Mecholo tells us that the only kinyan that works by goy is Kesef, not Chalipin. So how can we learn that? So Tosfos answers that no. What the Gemara is really saying is that the only kinyan besides chalipin, which works by both, which we'll explain why that makes sense a little bit in a second, but the only kinyan besides chalipin that works by both, that works by goy, is kesef, but chalipin also works. Why would the Gemara not mention chalipin? Because chalipin works by each of them. The Gemara is only mentioning specific ones. The one that only works by goy, and the one that only works by Jew, that's the Gemara. But obviously there are other kinyanim, like we mentioned, there are other kinyanim that work by a Jew, obviously, and so we're just throwing in chalipin. It's like obvious that we know chalipin because it works by both. Fine. So Tosef says, though, at the end of the day, that chalipin does work by goyim, and the pasuk amisecha, which we thought was disproving us, actually just saying that chalipin does work. So the Shach comes and says, wait a second, that's not true at all. No one says this, first of all. No one says that chalipin can work by goy. At that, no one shas does it say it. So where on earth are you getting this idea that chalipin can work by goy? And so we said that maybe the machlokes is really just how expansive kicha kicha is, right? We said maybe according to Tosfos or Ben Tam, so the gzeir shava is a very specific and limited gzeir shava. So it has to be very similar to what we're learning from. If we're learning to Ephron, so then it needs to be Ephron. If we're learning to Ephron, it needs to be Ephron. But the Shach says, what are you talking about? It's a very broad, very expansive gzeir shava. We're not learning from Stanford, we're just learning from Sada. Yeah, it was by Ephraim, but we're really just learning by Sada. And so we can say that it doesn't work by Goy either. And it's not such a strict comparison. We saw the Rashba and the Meiri are also against Tosfos. They also said it's not a full comparison. And then we had the Pnei Rosh Hashanah ask a question on Tosfos, which is, one second, what does Tosfos do with the Pasuk in Rus, about both of the things? It says like, V'zos l'fnim b'Yisrael. Like, Kinei Chalipin is done by Yisrael. It sounds like only Jews can do it. So I understand, like, meaning Tosos at first thought he had a proof, had a question from Mechoros against Goyim being able to do it, and he rejected that. Fine. So he said, okay, so Goyim could do Chalipin. But there's a Pasuk, a Mefurosh Pasuk in Rus, that says it's only Yisrael can do it. The Pasuk says, Yisrael, this is what's done for Yisrael. It sounds like it's excluding Goyim. So we had two answers. The Tumim said that really the Pasuk only means that Chalipin was common by Jews, not that it was only done by Jews, but that what was common at the time was they would do Chalipin. And so when the Pasuk says, Ali Yisrael, it just means this is what was common for Yisrael, but it's not excluding Goyim. And then we said the Rashash could say that no. The Pasuk is teaching us that it only works if a Jew is being koneh from a Goy. That's what those would say. However, a Goy being koneh from a Goy with a Chalipin, not sure why he would do that, and not sure why we care, but a Goy being koneh from another Goy with a Chalipin, that would not work, and Tosfos would even agree to that. So again, we have Machlokes Tosfos and the Shach. Does Chalipin work by a Goy or not? Tosfos says yes, the Shach says no. And then we had a question from the Pnei Yeshua, which is that the Pasuk says Yisrael and Rus had only for Yisrael. We had two answers. Number one, the Tumim, that just means what was common was that Jews use a Chalipin, but not that only Jews use Chalipin. Or the Rashash, that the Pasuk is teaching us that Jew from Goy works and not Goy from Goy. And even Tosfos would agree to that. Fine. Then the last sugya was Zechus Ha'av B'Kedushas Pisom, a father Zechus in marrying off his young daughter. So first you want to understand what the Zechus is, right? The Gemara says there's a Zechus. So what is this Zechus? What is the father gaining out of it? So Kesef is obvious. Kesef is getting Kesef. But what Rishonim deal with is the other two, right? Bia and Shtar. At first glance, what's the Zechus in a Bia and a Shtar? Like, what does the father get out of that? So we had Rashi. We started with Tosfos quotes of Yerushalmi that the Zakah by Bia is that he gets paid for it. The father could say to this man, he could say, look, you want to do Kedushin with my daughter through Bia? Give me a kickback, give me some money, and then you'll get it. So there's a chorus of the father, quoted by Tosfos, is that the father can get money for the bia. Rashi does not say this, though. Rashi says that the zechus is he can do it by karcha, meaning even if the daughter doesn't want to do kedusha bia with this man, he could say too bad, and she does kedusha. And the zechus is, this Rashi translates the zechus not as a monetary value, but as a power value almost. So he has the power to do it by karcha. Okay, fine, great. So we took out Bia, Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, great. What about Shtar? What's the Zechus of Shtar? So again, Tosfos could probably say like the Meiri. The Meiri says that the Zechus of a Shtar is that it has Ishtamshus, right? Bring it back like a Shefter type. It has usage. What can you do with the paper? So you can use it to cork your bottle. You can use it for other things, whatever, make a paper airplane out of it. So it has some value to it, and that's the Zechus. However, we didn't say the airplane in Shir. However, Rashi says that that Shtar is like Bia. We read Rashi a little differently, that maybe Shtar is like Bia, and that really both Shtar and Bia can be used by Karcha. So again, we see that Rashi Lishitaso, that the Zechus is not a monetary Zechus. Okay, the Kesef, yes, but the Zechus for Bia and Shtar is not monetary. It's really Hishtamshus. It's not monetary, it's not Hishtamshus. It's really a power thing. He's able to do it by Karcha. Shtar and Bia by Karcha. Tosos and the Meiri say that, no, it's a monetary value. All three need to be monetary. The word zechus, to be zakai in something, means a monetary value. And according to Tosfos, all three are monetary. Kesef is obvious. Biyam is because he gets paid. And shtar is because you can use a shtar. There's practical benefit to you having a shtar. Fine. So we ask why Rashi doesn't hold like the, why doesn't Rashi hold like the Meiri? That it seems much easier to say that zechus means what zechus normally means, which is money. Why is Rashi standing on his head to say no? It means baal karka. Like why is that a zechus? So we answered that maybe this works with the ketuos we quoted. That do you need a zechia for kedusha or not? And maybe Rashi would say the ketuos that you don't need a zechia, and so therefore even just a baal karka is enough. The woman doesn't need, there doesn't need to be a monetary value to kedushin. While the Meiri would say, no, there does need to be a monetary value to Kedushin. That's why the Meiri is trying to find where there can be monetary value. Fine. Then we spend the rest of Shir discussing the Shaka Vatar of the Gemara. I don't think we have time to really go into it so much, but the Gemara starts off and asks, well, how do we know that a father gets to keep the money? And it says, SBC, I think, SBC, whatever, the pasuk, that I brought my daughter. And so, and then we ask, according to Rashi, wait a second, how can the father bring his daughter? I mean, who says the father could do Maisa Kedushin for his daughter? We pointed out that there are two aspects to the father doing kedushin for his daughter. Number one, there's maisa kedushin, where the father accepts the kedushin, he accepts the money as a kedushin. And step number two is getting to keep the money. Now, according to the shita lo no delami, once you do the maisa kedushin, so in the middle you get to keep the money. If you're the one doing the maisa kedushin and you have the ownership to do the kedushin, so then you get to keep the money. But Rashi said, according to Rashi, the Gemara is asking in the beginning, how do we know that the father is able to do maisa kedushin? Again, not get to kedushin, maisa kedushin. How can the father do maisa kedushin for his daughter? How do we know that he has that authority? The law goes back and forth. We try miyaper nedarim, and then in the end we learned it from Amavria that in kesef ladon zeh, about yesh kesef ladon zeh. Just like by Amavria, that we know that her adon, the Amavria's actual owner, does not get the money, which implies that someone else gets the money. Who gets the money? The father. So just like the father gets the money by Amavria, so too he gets to keep the money by his daughter. So we asked in Shir, but one second, according to Rashi, the whole question of the Gemara was about Maisa Kedushin. How can the father do Maisa Kedushin? And the whole answer is only about the Kesef. So how does that help us? We're asking about Maisa and we're answering about Kesef. That doesn't help us at all. So we don't talk like that. And then the next thing we answered, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger said that there's a step in the Gemara, I'm not going to put that now, but there's a step in the Gemara that you missed. When the Gemara asks about Paras Adarim, maybe we should learn from Paras Adarim. So that the Gemara actually accepted that from Isaac Kedushin. Why? Because HaParas Adarim and the Maisa Kedushin are both in the status of Isser. They both work in Isser. If the nether could be you're making something Asher on you, and when you're married, you know, you're Asher on all other men in the world. So they're both Isser. So we can learn Isser from Isser may Isser Yafinan, Rabbi Kiva Eger says. We can learn the Isser of Kedushin from the Isser of Nedarim. That makes sense. But then the Gemara is stuck, because what about the Kesef though? If you don't like the Shita Lo No Delami, right? If you don't like that, so then how do we know that he gets to keep the Kesef Kedushin? So the Gemara has to keep going, handling back and forth about how we get there, and that is Ba'am Avriya. So according to Rashi, we have three pshatim. So according to Rashi, the way to read the Gemara is we start off, really the real way to read the Gemara is we start off, how do we know Kesef? And we answer with the pasuk Spisit Nasati, which, and then based on that we say, wait, but how do we know that he could give his daughter a nice Kedushin? Once we get to that, Rashi says, I mean, like it's an outline. Rashi says, how can we do Maisa Kedushin? And then the Gemara answers, the Faras Nedarim is Maisa Kedushin. So we come back to our original question, which was Kesef Kedushin. Okay, great. Now we've established Maisa Kedushin. Well, how do we know Kesef Kedushin? And we answer, we know Kesef Kedushin by Am Avriya. Just like in Kesef Ladon Zeh, so do Ladon Zeh by Am Avriya. So we say the same thing by Kedushin. In Kesef Ladon Zeh, her husband. However, which Kesef Ladon Zeh, her father. That's Rashi. So again, according to Rashi, we didn't know that the father could do Maisa Kedushin. That was not obvious to us. Then we had the limited Torah, so it had a different understanding of the sugya, a little bit, a little bit more extreme, which was that the question of the Gemara is, we're assuming that the father could do Kedushin for his daughter. Like, of course he could do Maisa Kedushin. And if he does it, of course he gets the money. The question is, since the daughter, since she's a Nar, she has a Yad, she has a Koach to do her own Maisa Kedushin, so then maybe if she does her own Maisa Kedushin, then the father should keep that also. So according to Tosos, the question was, how do we know that it's all about the money? We know that he could do the Kesef Kedushin. And if he does the Kesef Kedushin, we know that he could keep the money. The only question is, if she does the Maisa Kedushin, which she can, why does he get to keep the money? Maybe he shouldn't get to keep the money. And that's the whole back and forth of the Gemara. And Tosos answers, or the end of the Gemara answers, Am Avriya. That just like by Am Avriya, Ein Kesef Ladon Zeh, that the money, again, that is good. The Kesef Kedushin doesn't go to the owner, it goes to the father. So to buy Kedushin, it doesn't go to the Baal, it goes to the father. Okay, so that's Tosfos. So again, Rashi, just so we understand, Rashi was, we don't even know the father could do Maaseh Kiddushin, we need to figure that out. Tosfos was, no, of course the father could do Maaseh Kiddushin. The question is, does he get to keep the money if the daughter does Maaseh Kiddushin? But of course, if he does it, he gets to keep it. And then Tosfos read, which is even more extreme, which he said, of course the father could be Mekadesh his Nara daughter, of course he could be Mekadesh his Nara daughter. The question of the Gemara is, maybe since the Nara can do her own Maaseh Kiddushin, then of course when she does her own Maaseh Kiddushin, she gets a Kesef. But maybe if he does it, he should get the Kesef. I said that a little weird. I mean, according to Tosfos, they both can do it. That's obvious. And if she does it, she keeps it. But maybe if he does it, she should keep it too. Why? Just like she has power over her body, so maybe she should be able to keep the money. Just because the father ran ahead and did it for her doesn't mean that she shouldn't get the money. Why should she lose out on the money? So again, Tosfos was saying that maybe if the father does it, the daughter should get it. Maybe if the daughter does it, the daughter should get it. Tosfos Ritz says, no, even if the father does it, the daughter should get it. Of course, if the daughter does it, she should get it. That's Tosfos Ritz. So we asked two questions on Tosfos Ritz. We said, number one, if you read the Gemara starts off saying, like early on, that it says maybe the daughter should get it, and the Gemara answers, wait a minute, if the father does all the work, he's not going to get to keep the Kesef? Meaning, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that the one who does the Maaseh Kiddushin gets the Kesef Kiddushin, like the Shita Lona Belami. The problem is, according to Tosfos Ritz, the Gemara then flip-flops the next line and says, wait, but maybe if the father does the own Maaseh Kiddushin, the daughter should get it. The daughter should get it, but we just said it a line ago that whoever does it gets a Kiddushin. If the father does it, he gets a Kiddushin. If the daughter does it, she gets a Kiddushin. How does the Gemara flip-flop from line to line? And question number two, where does the Tosfos Ritz get this? The Gemara is only discussing a case where she does a Kiddushin, but not where the father does it and she should get it. Where does the Tosfos Ritz get this idea from? All right, so we're going to do this with Rav Gussman, which was a fundamental question about the zechus of a father. There are two ways to look at the zechus of a father on selling his daughter, on marrying his daughter. The first way to look at it is probably the more partial way, which is that the father is bothered over his daughter. He owns his daughter, and he has a right, therefore, to sell her. Or, I don't know why I keep saying selling her. He has a right to marry her off. However, the other way we can look at it is that the daughter is bothered over herself. The daughter is her own baal. Once she's a nara, she has koach, she has her own baalus. The question is, can a father, but then in that case, the father serves as her shliach. What's the chiddush? Okay, great. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is he can even do a bal karcha, right? According to the first way, that the father is a bialin. So what's the proof? Bal karcha proves that the father is a bialin. The fact that he can do a bal karcha means he's a bialin. According to the second understanding, that she's a bialin, so the fact that it's bal karcha is the chiddush. The fact that he could do a bal karcha is a chiddush of shlichus. That only here, when the father is his daughter's shliach, even though without the bar, he can still do a bar karcha. It said that maybe this is really the whole way of understanding the Gemara. It's going back and forth the entire time. The Gemara starts off saying that the father's a baal. He should be able to keep the money. He should be able to do the Maaseh Kiddushin. He should be able to keep the money. He's a baal. The Gemara says, wait, maybe the daughter should get to keep it because she's the baal. Right? Meaning the baal, we transfer over saying maybe she's the baal and the father's just a shliach. And the Gemara answers, SBC Nasati, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, I gave over my daughter. Obviously, he's a baal. So it's not that the Gemara is flip-flopping. Like within its own svara, the Gemara is changing svaras. It starts off asking about if father being baal, and then says the daughter is a baal, and then goes back to the father being the baal. And that's basically how we left it. Again, we had according to Rashi, we weren't sure if the father could do Maaseh Kiddushin, and we ended up answering that a Farsa Dharm says he could do Maaseh Kiddushin. We learned that from Farsa Dharm, but what about the Kesef? How do we know Kesef? So Kesef, we learned from Amevria. Rashi was dealing with Maaseh Kiddushin. Then we had Tosfos, who said, no, we know the father can do Maaseh Kiddushin. The question is, maybe if the daughter does her own Maaseh Kiddushin, the daughter should get to keep it. And we answered, no, again, Amevria, even if the daughter does it, the father owns her. And then we had Tosfos Ritz, who said, wait, maybe, of course, if the daughter does her own Maaseh Kiddushin, she gets to keep it. The question is, if the father does the Maaseh Kiddushin, maybe the daughter should get to keep it, because she has power. Why should the father get to keep it? She has the power. And so we had two questions. Number one, where does he get this from? Well, number two, where does he get this from? Number one, the Gemara seems to flip-flop in Sfar. It just said that whoever does it gets to keep it. And then it says, wait, but if the father doesn't, mean the daughter gets to keep it. But that's not what you said. You said that whoever does it gets to keep it. And we answered Rav Gussman, this whole fundamental shah that the Gemara was handling with, which was, who is the Baal? Is the father the Baal and he's selling his daughter? Or is the daughter the Baal and the father is her shliach, Baal Karcha? And we answered that is what the Tosfos Ritz is saying. The Gemara in its question of maybe if the father does it, the daughter should get it, that's assuming that the daughter is a baal. Meaning, since the daughter is a baal, and the father is a shliach, the shliach doesn't get to keep the money, the daughter does. And we end up answering, no, it's about the ein kesef adon zeh, yesh kesef adon zeh, the father is the adon. Shkoyach. Please tell me about it.